following program is transcribed.
For a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, use deep cleaning Oxidol.
Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.
Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. Despite all the claims and counterclaims you hear today, your own freshly laundered clothes still speak louder than anything else about the wash day product you use. When you use deep cleaning Oxidol, what your clothes tell you will give you a pleasant surprise. You see, deep cleaning means Oxidol reaches deep down into the fibers of your clothes and washes out the gray dirt left in by the leading wash day suds, the leading shortcut suds. Now, women saw an amazing demonstration of this fact, and among these women was Mrs. Paul Zurich of Elmwood, Ohio. Listen to what Mrs. Zurich says.
In this washing demonstration, they used my clean clothes. At least I thought they were clean because I had just washed them with the leading suds the way you're told to. Well, then they washed those clothes over again, this time with deep cleaning Oxidol. You should have seen the dirty wash water come out of those clothes I thought were clean. That dirty wash water showed me Oxidol really can get out the gray dirt left in clothes by those leading shortcut suds.
Thanks, Mrs. Zurich. And ladies, here's a suggestion. Next wash day, use deep cleaning Oxidol and demonstrate for yourself how much dirt Oxidol can get out of your clothes. And most important of all, look at the clothes themselves. When you use deep cleaning Oxidol, your clothes look sparkling white and bright. Your clothes feel soft and fluffy. Clothes smell sweet, too. Yes, your clothes look clean, feel clean, smell clean, because they are clean with deep cleaning Oxidol. Yet, Oxidol is really safe. Deep clean clothes stay brighter, new looking longer. So don't wash clothes with suds that leave dirt in. Get clothes deep clean, sparkling clean with deep cleaning Oxidol.
Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.
Ask your dealer for Oxidol today. Now, for Ma Perkins. Well, today, Ma's going to ask Evie and Willie a question she hates to ask. We know how Ma is reluctant to interfere in other folks' affairs. But for months now, all of us have been wishing that Ma would do some interfering about those cousins, put a stop to their wickedness. But now, today, Ma will ask Evie and Willie about their investment with Sylvester, which Sylvester has repeatedly denied. Will Ma learn the truth about the cousins at last? Well, it's about 8:30 in the morning now, and Evie and Willie are at breakfast. But
give me some more coffee, Evie, and could I have a fresh spoon, please? I dropped this one.
Well, there's another one right beside your plate.
Oh.
Seems like you're dropping everything this morning. First the toothbrush glass, now your spoon. Are you nervous?
Yeah, I guess I am. Golly, I've got to get this job. I've got to. Come on, give me the coffee, Evie. I don't want to be late.
Well, it isn't even 8:30 yet. Your appointment ain't till 10.
But I don't want to be late. Do you realize how many weeks it's been since I had a job? Do you realize we got precisely $60 left?
Oh.
Ouch. Gee whiz, it's hot.
Well, you heard what Cousin Sylvester said last night. Our stock will begin to move any day now. Then when it does move, profit.
Yeah. And until it does move, we can all starve to death. You know, Evie, I've been thinking. It might have been the mistake of our lives, us giving every nickel we possess in the whole world to Sylvester for stock in a radium mine. What if I don't get a job? Well, what if the stock goes down instead of up? How long is $60 going to last?
Willie, if you're going to start thinking that way, you can make yourself a nervous wreck. We asked Cousin Sylvester about the stock just last night. He said it's sitting real pretty. Those were his very words, sitting pretty.
His very words were, as far as he knows, it's sitting pretty. But I notice we don't have any profits yet.
Oh, honey, you're just nervous about seeing that man in Fort William. Relax, Willie. You'll never get the job if the man thinks you're nervous.
I know. I got to relax. I got to act like it's just one of many jobs which have been offered me.
Huh.
But I can't relax. I am nervous. I got to get that job. I got to. Yes, and another thing. Did you understand what Cousin Sylvester said last night? I mean, about not telling anybody. Now, exactly why don't he want us to tell Ma Perkins or nobody else about our deal? Can you explain that to me?
Listen, Willie. It was Sylvester who got us this wonderful opportunity. And if Sylvester don't want us to tell strangers about it, then that's good enough for me. At least we can show Sylvester the common courtesy.
Evie, you're still convinced it's a good stock?
We asked Sylvester last night, didn't we?
Okay, Evie, okay, okay. You're a good wife, Evie. You got, I don't know, initiative. That's it, initiative. Confidence. Me, my confidence is so shaky, I just... Holy smokes, what time is it? Oh, only 8:30.
As soon as you get a nice job, Willie, you'll feel better again. Now, I don't know. Is there somebody in the back door?
Huh?
Willie, look, it's Ma.
Yeah? Well, sure enough, Ma. Hi, Ma. Come on in. It's open.
Now, remember what Sylvester said, honey. If Ma's here to ask about the deal, we swore to Sylvester we wouldn't tell nobody.
Good morning, Willie. Evie. You sure you ain't busy?
It ain't locked, Ma.
Hi, Ma. Just in time to join us for a cup of coffee. Here, Ma, sit down.
Thank you, Willie, son. Oh, no, no. I've had my breakfast. I will sit down, though. Shirt and collar and tie, Willie? You going someplace this morning?
Oh, Willie's been offered a real fine position with a real fine company, Ma.
No, no, it's bigger than a company. Corporation. Real fine corporation. Oh, Willie, really? I hadn't heard. You mean you've already begun? That's where you're going this morning?
No, Ma. I just... this morning, I'm just... I got an appointment, that's all. To discuss it.
With the big boss. Oh. Oh, well, that's fine, really. Well, I'll tell you why I'm here this morning, children. I need your help. It's real important that you should know exactly why I'm here, everything about why I'm here. So I would like to begin at the beginning as best I can and explain to you exactly what it is that I got to find out. What time is your appointment, Willie? You got a few minutes?
Sure, Ma. My appointment ain't until 10. I thought I'd leave about 9.
So you're here to find out something?
Yes, Evie, child. Well, like I say, I just begin at the beginning. This ain't a pleasant errand. Maybe it's the least pleasant errand that I ever set myself, but it's come to such a pass where I just have to do this. Things have been happening between all of us which ain't good. Last few months, it seems like everything has gotten so bad. All them things which I hold dear, they're gone. Everything's changing. Seems like nothing is the way it used to be. You, not at the lumberyard, Willie. Over 17 years, Willie, son. Oh, I ain't here to ask you to come back if you don't want to. 17 years can't be forgotten just overnight, you know.
I know, Ma. I know.
Oh, Willie gone. Shuffle gone? In Shuffle's case, it's more than 30 years. Practically my whole grown-up life. You so mad at me, Evie, and so mad at Shuffle. Shuffle not even living in Rushville Center, and none of us seeing each other anymore. Well, those are the things which have happened. I ain't happy about them, but when they happened, one by one, each time I couldn't see no way around. No way which I didn't try.
Is this leading up to something?
Yes, Evie, it is leading up to something. But I won't come here anymore, Evie, if you're going to talk to me like that. As far as I'm concerned, I have no quarrel with you, my child. And right to this minute, I don't understand your quarrel with me. Only we're talking about something else.
Evie, you show Ma some respect here. Go ahead, Ma. You said all these bad things were leading up to something.
Yes. Well, when the cousins come here from Alaska so poor and so frightened, all of us opened up our hearts to them. You and me and everybody, we've done what we could. Like you know, I'm real fond of our cousin Benita. She's about the last person left with your pa's family. Well, now I come to the bad part. I've been told that the cousins have been taking advantage of us. All of us. I simply can't bring myself to believe it. Benita? Why, I'd trust Benita, what should I say, not just money. I'd trust her with anything, my life. But I've been told, not once, but again and again, and by somebody who I respect his character very much, I've been told that my cousins are bad people.
Shuffle. It's Shuffle who's been telling you this. He's hated the cousins from the minute they set foot in this town.
Yes, Evie dear, it is Shuffle who's been telling me. And for months now, I've been saying, like you were saying, that on this one subject of a cousin, Shuffle just ain't himself. But now something has come up which, well, if we can get at the truth of it, we'll settle the matter once and for all. Because I asked Sylvester a week or so ago, I asked Sylvester right out, and Faye asked him. And both to me and to Faye, Sylvester said the same thing. He said no. And the chapel says that Cousin Sylvester is lying. So here is an issue, which if we can tell where the truth is, once and for all, the whole thing will be settled. Is Shuffle right or is Shuffle wrong? Willie, Abby, are you in some kind of business deal with Sylvester? Did Sylvester lie to me? Lie to Faye? Or is it simply more of Shuffle's? Well, Shuffle's mistaken feelings about our cousin. Please tell me.
Gee, Ma. Look, Evie, under the circumstances, don't you think we...
No. No, I'm sick and tired of Shuffle and his craziness and his jealousy. And personally, I'm real fond of the cousins.
Evie, did Cousin Sylvester tell me the truth? You did not turn over your savings to him?
Listen, Abby,
That's right, Ma. We did not.
All right, Abby. Thank you for telling me, Abby.
Ladies, when are clean clothes really sparkling clean? Well, only when you can see they're clean, feel they're clean, smell they're clean. And Deep Cleaning Oxidol gets clothes sparkling clean, reaches deep down into fibers for the grimy dirt in clothes, loosens dirt, and floats it away. You can see your clothes wash sparkling white and bright with Oxidol. You can feel the clothes are soft and fluffy. You can smell they're sweet, too. Yes, clothes look clean, feel clean, smell clean, because they are clean with Deep Cleaning Oxidol. So for a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, get Deep Cleaning Oxidol at your dealers now in the same familiar Oxidol package. And so Evie does what Sylvester told her to do. She lies to Mom. What's going to happen now? Well, one thing I do know. We must never underestimate Ma's wise old eyes. Ma sees more than she lets on. As we learn tomorrow. But now this is Charlie Warren inviting you to listen again tomorrow to Oxidol's own Ma Perkins transcribed. Same time, same station. For a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, use Deep Cleaning Oxidol.
Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.